Hare Krishna. I want to also extend a warm welcome from my side to all of you. I do know that many of you have made a long journey to arrive here, and I know that you have a certain desire. You feel you want to visit the temple to become spiritually more nourished and enlivened, and I really hope that your stay in the temple is giving you this result or this fruit. I think as the years go by, it is very necessary that we contact really Krishna in a very personal way. Today I spoke with one devotee of Krishna, and the devotee said, you know, whenever I come in a town, the first thing I do is I visit the church, because in the church I can find a peaceful environment where I do not feel the world so strongly any longer, and I can sit down and pray. And I remembered when I was not yet in Krishna consciousness, I also had two places I went to: churches and the top of trees. My parents sometimes needed to send the fire brigade, you know, the do 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 da 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 do da da, because their son was in a tree and he knew how to get up, but he didn't know how to get down. I was asked by the people in the fire brigade, this is the fifth time where we save you. Why do you always climb on trees? And I said, I don't know. I feel I'm closest to God when I'm high on the tree. So this need of all of us to feel the divine presence of Krishna in our daily life is very important, and I feel this is the motivation for visiting a temple. The motivation should be to feel more close to Krishna. And today I wish to talk about it in a very, with a certain perspective. I hope that in this lecture you will be able to find that sacred space within you, that possibility to connect more with Krishna. We will write down something, because we will sing a song all together, so we write down a line. But before I start, I would like you to look a little bit around and see everyone. You can see these are all people whom, when you meet them on the street, you would say, wow, I'm so happy I met you. When you meet them on the street, they stand out from all the other people on the street, because they are very spiritual and they are interested in Krishna. Let us be grateful that all of them have now come in the same temple. We are in the same room. We are sharing our breathing air with many very spiritual people. And if we are all giving ourselves the permission now to let go of the many things which occupy our mind, including people writing something on a board, but just concentrate on our own spiritual journey and be a little reflective, I think we can create a wonderful atmosphere amongst ourselves, which will encourage all of us to give more attention to the greatest need in our life, to come in contact with the Supreme Lord. So please look a little bit around. This is a wonderful opportunity. You normally don't meet so many people, and normally you don't feel the knee of a neighbor on your lap because it's so many of us. It's a great opportunity. I would like to sing something in the beginning. I forgot to bring my thank you. Always new, no? Never we can say, oh, we have sung enough, Manu has sung now, and now stop, no longer singing. No, we feel, ooh, so new. Hare 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 Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Shivanshatatvaki Gaura Premanandi Hare Krishna. It's so nice to see everyone. Really, I feel so much joy in my heart just to see you. And I have decided to start my lecture today by telling you a witz. It has very much to do with my subject, which is spiritual growth. Can I tell the witz?
Yes.
Sita, witz means joke. you. What is this? Once a policeman who was checking the people in the Ljubljana saw a cabriolet which looked very suspicious. Maybe a smuggler. Maybe a mafioso from Italia. So he decided to ask the driver for his car papers. And the driver, who had an extraordinary sunglasses, they were very big, he smilingly gave his car papers. And the policeman was shocked, because on the photo, he saw the photo of a gusenice, means a caterpillar. He looked at the photo to compare it with the driver, who was a butterfly. And the driver just looks at him and says, "Ha, that's an old photo." You know, for those of us who are a little slow, every butterfly was before a gusenice, a caterpillar. And when the caterpillar grows, it becomes a butterfly. In the Bhagavad Gita, this example, not this joke, but it's this example, is there, that we as human beings have the ability to grow beyond our present state by entering what is called a sambandha, a relationship with the Lord. All the different life forms, non-human life forms, like the cows, the dogs, the gooseniches, and so on, don't have this ability actually to develop a relationship with God. The Chaitanya Charitamrita explains their state as being a state of bondage. They are bound by a chain of Maya to the material energy. Only the human being can develop another bondage, another state of being connected. They can develop the state of being connected with the Lord. And this is the special, the English word is prerogative. It means the special right, the special possibility or opportunity of the human form of life. I must say, I feel so happy because in this temple, especially during the Sunday programs, it's so full with people who were once gooseniches, caterpillars, but who are now butterflies, or to express it in a less poetic way. I'm together with people who are dedicated and committed to this process of transformation. They may not all have achieved the transformation yet. They may be somewhere in between, but in their mind and in their hearts, there is this idea, and that makes them very special. My dear devotees, for this reason, I can never find fault or any mistake with any devotees. Even those who are acting in this life, not as my deepest friends, I always try to see they are people who are dedicated to this transformation from becoming a gusenice, a caterpillar, who is only a potential, so to say, to a devotee of the Lord. I always try to keep this in mind. Although the devotees are so different, they speak different languages, they have maybe different ashrams, some are married, some are unmarried. In one way, we all share something very common which binds us together, and there are very few people in this world who have this common idea to have spiritual growth. What will be my... I want to ask the question. What do you think is the one thing which will take care that the spiritual growth goes fast? Or let me ask you this question very personally. Do you think there is one thing in your life that if you understand and apply it, your life will drastically, I mean revolutionary change from a beginner on the spiritual path to a saintly person on the spiritual path? I think if we would just know what that one thing would be for each single one of us, we would say, okay, coming to the Ljubljana temple for the Sunday feast was worthwhile. I learned something which is essential for my spiritual growth so that I can also go through this process of transformation, which is hinted at or in this spiritual witz, a spiritual joke. So I will try today to give you that missing element, but I must tell you, you must listen with two ears. One ear is just getting the information, and the second ear is hearing how does this apply to my life. And only if you listen with these two ears will your Sunday feast be really successful. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Dobro. I will now get serious. I will put on my glasses. Hare Krishna. It was in 1970. Srila Prabhupada sat down in his little room and he wrote a preface to the book which he said would be one of his most important books. The book he had in mind to write was called in English The Nectar of Devotion. It's a summary study of a very older a very old work from the 15th century, which is, you could say, something like the law book of bhakti. It is essential. Without it, without the information which is in this book, in Sanskrit it's called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there can be no discussion of bhakti. So Prabhupada wrote in this preface a very important sentence about the book he was about to write. He said, "The nectar of devotion will teach us how to turn the one switch that will immediately brighten everything everywhere." Brighten means it will make it full of light. "One who does not know this method, how to put light in every aspect of his life, is missing the point of life." And what is that one switch which, when you turn it on, makes everything full of light? What is it? Prabhupada says, it's a simple and very natural method. It means it's already in the heart of loving Krishna. Once you know this simple and natural method of loving Krishna, you find the switch in your life, tick, which brightens all the aspects. Would you like to know this switch? Yes. I think we all want to know. I will make it simple and I will make it natural. It is that you simply offer all your thoughts and all your activities in the loving service to Krishna. All means everything. It means your hygienic acts in the morning, your meetings with your friends and family members. It means the discussions which you do and the activities. You just dedicate all this for Krishna's pleasure. And when you learn to do this, it's really, you have to learn that. Then you find a switch which can really turn everything in your life. I have a very nice disciple in Zagreb. She is a dentist. How do we say dentist? Yeah. It already, when you hear the word, you become afraid. And when this particular devotee dentist does her work, she wants her patients to somehow be in connection with Krishna. And she puts music there, she has deities there. And by just the small act of offering her profession, which is dentistry, to Krishna, the clinic is almost like a temple. And people who come there are enlivened in their spiritual life. Of course, some are a little bit covered and it takes a little time, a little bit more, before they take shelter. But after some time, everyone cannot fail to see that atmosphere. This offering our daily acts to Krishna is not something new. it is discussed in the Bhagavatam, and I want to chant this verse with you in a moment. It says, everyone has a particular nature which we have acquired in conditioned life. You know, this means someone is a dentist and is good in dental work. Another is a farmer. Yet another is maybe a manager, or like me, I'm a monk who likes to express this, the content of the scriptures. We all have a certain nature which we have acquired. But whatever we do in this nature with our body, our words, our mind, and a few other more things, should be offered to the Supreme, and we think, this, what I do now, is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. Can we chant this in Sanskrit? Because it is a very nice verse. Yeah? Has to be the right. Kayena vacha manasendriyerva. Kayena vacha manasendriyerva. Buddhyatmana vanu shritasvabhavat. Buddhyatmana vanu shritasvabhavat. Karoti yat yat.
Karoti yat yat.
Sakalam parasma. Oops. Sakalam parasmai.
Sakalam parasmai.
Narayana yeti. Samapayettat. Again, I will read to you. Whatever we have, whatever nature we have acquired in our material life, it's okay. Whatever we do with our body, words and mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, or simple, whatever we do, one should offer it to the Supreme, thinking, this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. Jiva Goswami says that before you do an activity, you say, what I am about to do, you know, what I will do now, I want to do that for the pleasure of the Lord. And the moment you bring the Lord in the equation, in your life, you will immediately see that whatever it is that you're doing gets that spiritual touch. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, great saint, has offered some explanation. He said, ordinary persons get ready in the morning by hygienic acts. It means you get out of the bed, then you go to the bathroom and you brush your teeth and you take a shower. And then ordinary people then meet their friends and they talk about the day's activities. But a devotee gets up and does the same activities. And he speaks of hygienic acts, meeting friends and family members, and he does this for the pleasure of Krishna. And the moment you do this in this relationship, Krishna will sanctify all your activities. And again, I want to say all your activities. Once Srila Prabhupada wrote to one of the sons of his devotees. This son was learning mathematics. And Prabhupada wrote him a letter and said, I will teach you now transcendent mathematics. 2 + 2 = 4. 5 + 5 = 10. Everything plus Krishna equals Vrindavan. Vrindavan means the spiritual world. That means everything, including toothbrushing. Toothbrushing and so on. This is the one switch which you need to find. You can do many things, like chanting Hare Krishna, serving in the temple, serving outside the temple. You can do many things like reading sacred scriptures. If you do all this minus Krishna, in other words, you don't offer it to Krishna, your activities are called karma kanda activities. They're karmic activities. But the switch which you have to find is you do that consciously for Krishna. And it must be something you must offer it to the Lord, thinking, Narayana yeti samapayatam, or Krishna yeti samapayatam, for Krishna. Sa Krishna, for Krishna, for his pleasure. And the moment you do this, you will experience transcendental bliss, and you will do what is so difficult for some of us, that is, you will separate yourself from those activities which are not for the pleasure of Krishna. You will slowly learn to act just for the pleasure of Krishna. This is the important switch. And I would like to tell you a little story about this, and then I want to sing a song with you. Once there was a great Brahmin scholar who was missing this switch. He was in an illusion. He did many spiritual things, but he just never thought that this is consciously to be offered to Krishna. So one of the things which he decided to do at the last end of his life was to make a pilgrimage to Badrinath. May I know who of you has gone to Badrinath? Please raise your hands. 1, 2. Oh, Upananda, you have visited? Wonderful. 2 only. Who of you has heard about Badrinath? Okay. This is really a journey, my dear devotees, which I believe you would like to do, because most of the journey is on the banks of Mother Ganga. It takes by foot, it will take 1.5 weeks, but you can also go by bus in one day, but it's a bus drive you will never forget for the rest of your life. The bus drivers in the Himalayas are crazy. You know, the way they go around the curves, and you see 1 kilometer, you know, just this much next to the tire of the bus. It goes down for 1 kilometer. And sometimes there are accidents. 2-3 years ago, a whole bus of Russian devotees went to Mother Ganga. Yes? They fell down, and there were devotees who died, and others who were really injured for life, and some of them not so much. But yes, so Badrinath. In old times, it was a long pilgrimage, and everyone, it was understood, who was believing in the Lord had to complete this pilgrimage once in a life. So the Brahmana felt, I should also go. So he went and he met people who said, you have to be quick, because for 6 months out of the year, Badrinath has to close down because it gets so cold and there's so much snowfall that the roads cannot be passed and that the temple is closed. Yes, for 6 months the temple is covered with snow, and when the priests come after 6 months, when the snow has melted down, do you know what? It's perfectly clean, because at that time the devatas come, the heavenly beings, the demigods, and they do the first puja after the snow melt. It's a very mystical temple, very nice temple. It happens every day, every year like this. When the temple is open for the pilgrimage, when the first pilgrims can come there, it is clean. But for 6 long months it is closed. So the Brahmana was very old and he wanted to see Badrinath, that means the Lord Krishna on the altar, before he died. And he went there and he constantly met pilgrims who came down from Badrinath and said, be quick, soon the snow will come and the priest will close the temple. You must be fast. The Brahmana was old. He said, I'm trying my best. You know, he felt like a devotee after 6 hours or 12 hours doing kirtan. He was just hobbling around. I'm trying my best. Finally, after struggling and fighting to stay alive, he climbed the steps of the temple. And just as he reached the first entrance gate, there are two gates, but just when he came to the first entrance gate, the priest closed the temple door. Too late. And the old man said, my dear priest, I come from South India. I have done so much pilgrimage. I have done so much work to come here. Just 1 minute wait. But the priest said, my dear Brahmana, God never waits for us. We have to wait for God, but God should not wait for us. And boom, boom, closed the doors, took his big, extra big key, closed it. The Brahmana said, how can you do this? And then he said, I thought the Lord is merciful. Priest said, he is, but you just come back next year. Next year I'm dead. I'm old. There's no next year for me. No, but God cannot wait for you. And then the priest went wild. He said, I have heard the Lord is Karuna Sindhu, an ocean of mercy. Hey Krishna, you know everything. Dina Bandhu, and he's the friend of the fallen. This is what I was chanting every day. But the Lord is cruel. He closes the door before me. And then I heard that the Vaishnavas are desire trees. You know the prayer. Vancha kalpa tarubayascha. Desire trees. They fulfill desires. But you don't fulfill desires. You are closing the door in front of my eyes. I believed in an illusion. This is too much. Now my only shelter is Mother Ganga. Do you know what that means? Suicide. He felt he was betrayed. He felt he had lived a life in a religious illusion. So he ran towards the Ganga, which at this part of the Himalayas goes very swift. You know, when you come into the Ganga, she will take you and take you on a rock so that you will die and your skull breaks and so on. Vira Chandra, Dobro Doshi, sit with us, sit. He was just about to jump into the Ganga and kill himself, when in the last moment, a young man who was there with his horse came and said, Chekai, stop! Where do you think you are going? And the Brahmana looked around and he saw the young man. He had very beautiful eyes, very big eyes. And he said, I'm taking my life because I was cheated by the Lord and his devotees. Why do you think like this? Said the young man. Yeah, I came to have darshan, my last darshan in this life of the Lord, and the door was closed just one second before my eyes. I told the priest that I wanted to see the Lord, and he said, the Lord doesn't wait for anyone. So the young man said, just he doesn't wait for the day for anyone. Tomorrow the door will open. Don't be so mental. You just come with me. I know a good place. We will stay in the night there, and then the next morning we will go to Taptakund, take our fresh bath, and go and have darshan of the Lord. Now the Brahmana said, okay, you seem to be from here. And the young man brought him to a cave. There was a nice fire, it was very warm. And the young man said, let's spend the night together playing chess. So the Brahmana said, I don't play chess, it's Maya. But the young man said, no, some chess. We can pray. Krishna himself played chess. It's in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So what could the young Brahmana do? He felt grateful to the young boy, and they played chess. And the funny thing was, although the Brahmana had no ideas of the rules of chess, he won every game. The morning came. The young man brought the old Brahmana to this hot lake to take his shower and wash himself, and then he took him up the temple stairs as the sun was rising in the eastern horizon. The Brahmana was shaking with excitement. He saw the priest, and the priest who had locked the door before welcomed him and said, oh, I'm so happy you are here. I thought afterwards, maybe you will not survive the 6 months and you will die before the darshan. And I thought maybe I did a mistake. The Brahmana said, no, what 6 months? I just stayed one night. One night? No, these were 6 months. 6 months have gone. It has snowed and the temple was closed. And today I'm opening the temple for the first time, and you are the first one to have darshan. Young man? He looked for the young man. The young man was no longer there. He had disappeared. Young man! No young man was there. Who was this young man? Said the Brahmana. And he went into the temple and he understood, I'm going here to see my Lord. Then he looked at the altar, beautiful deity. And next to the deity, there was the young man. And he made... He understood my whole life. I had only believed in rituals. I had thought everything is a matter of ceremony. But there really is a Lord who cares for me. He saw that I had come to the breaking point and I wanted to take my life by jumping in the Ganga. He stopped me. He personally took me into a cave and for 6 long months he entertained me. He gave me the warmth of the cave. He played chess with me. This is Krishna. He likes games. And I was not noticing, but now I know. Oh my Lord, that the Brahmana was overcome. He had the darshan. Then he felt my life is leaving me. He went on the steps of the temple, you know, a little outside, and he called out, "Oh Krishna, you are so milosti to me." That moment he saw a royal airplane, a divine airplane, a Vaikuntha airplane coming, and the Vishnu Dutas took him by the hand, took him on the airplane, and he went back home, back to Godhead. He needed that last lesson. Oh, what Prabhupada says, oops, I have to read this to you. How does this work? Yep. The nectar of devotion will teach us how to turn on the one switch, yep, that will immediately brighten everything, everywhere. And that is that we understand that we simply every day come into contact with Krishna. This is very, very important, my dear devotees. Please don't miss this one point, the missing point of the life. Add to the life Krishna, and you will experience the spiritual dimension. Don't become like these religious people who just do everything out of ritual and ceremony, and often for themselves, to have a position or to be praised by others and so on. Do it sincerely for Krishna. And Krishna is not limited. This is what I learned from my exalted spiritual master who used to encourage us to offer everything for Krishna. The tape recorder, use it in Krishna's service. He went so far, he said everything can be used for Krishna, even the atom bomb. Then we asked him, Prabhupada, how do we use the atom bomb in Krishna's service? And he said, you figure it out. He didn't have an idea to use the atom bomb, in other words. I have to repeat it for those who have not listened carefully. He didn't want to use the atom bomb in Krishna's service. He wanted to make a point that everything can be connected with Krishna in service. No? This is a point. It's a point. There is a very nice encouragement by Krishna. He says to some devotees, my dear devotees, unless one sees me everywhere, one will not be satisfied in life. You see me everywhere, and therefore you are full of bliss. This is the idea of Krishna consciousness. We want to add the missing point in this material world. And in order to do so, we have to start to see Krishna everywhere. Jiva Goswami gives a very interesting example. He said a devotee should not see anything as being separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he gives an example. A greedy man who is obsessed with making money, wherever he goes, he sees an opportunity to get more money. How we can make money like this? We can make money like this. Similarly, a very lusty man notices woman everywhere. Oh, look at this. There is a woman. There is a nice woman. It must be very disturbing for the women. But the many are like this. No? Everywhere they see just this one aspect. In the same way, a devotee should see the transcendental of form of the Lord everywhere, since everything is an expansion of the Lord. And when you do this, your life will become very, very ecstatic. We want to now sing a song with you. We have written down the last verse of the song, the last line of the song. So when Jai Krishna comes to the last line, in other words, when he has completed four lines, then we will all sing in chorus, Madhura Dipater Akilam Madhuram. Madhura Dipater Akilam Madhuram. It is a song which praises Krishna. His lips are sweet. His face is sweet. His eyes are sweet. His smile is sweet. His loving heart is sweet. His walk is sweet. Everything is completely sweet about the Lord of Sweetness. His activities are sweet. His stealing is sweet. His flower garland is sweet. His pastimes are sweet. His chastisement, when he punishes his devotees, is very sweet. His stick is so sweet. His creation is sweet. Yes, everything is completely sweet about the Lord of Sweetness.
Adara Madhura, Vadana Madhura, Nayana Madhura, Hasita Madhura, Hridaya Madhura, Gamana Madhura.
Madhura Dipate Akilam Madhura.
Madhura Dipate Akilam Madhura.
Everybody.
Madhura Dipate Akilam Madhura.
Vachana Madhura, Charita Madhura, Vachana Madhura, Valita Madhura, Chalita Madhura, Brahmita Madhura,
Madhura Dipate Akilam Madhura.
Madhura Dipate Akilam Madhura.
Madhura Dipate Akilam Madhura.
Venur Madhura Madhuradipate Akhilam.
One more time.
Madhuradipate Akhilam. Gita Madhuram Pitam Madhuram Bhukta Madhuram Shuktam Madhuram Rupa Madhuram Tilaka Madhuram Madhuradipate Akhilam Madhuram Madhuradipate Akhilam Madhuram Karanam Madhuram Taranam Madhuram Harana Madhuram Ramana Madhuram Vamita Madhuram Shamita Madhuram Madhuradipate Akhilam Madhuram Madhuradipate Akhilam Gunja Madhura Mala Madhura Yamuna Madhura Vichy Madhura Chalila Madhura Kamala Madhura
Madhura Adipate
Gopi Madhura, Leela Madhura, Yukta Madhura, Mukta Madhura, Krishna Madhura, Shista Madhura. Madhuradipate Akhilam Madhuram Madhuradipate Akhilam Madhuram Gopa Madhura Gavo Madhura Yashti Madhura Shristi
strikes us in this song is the observation of the singer My Lord, your creation is sweet. Normally we do hear, well, this is a prison house for the conditioned souls. What is sweet about a prison house? Nothing is sweet about a prison house. But everything plus Krishna is Vrindavan. Everything, in other words, even the so-called difficult aspects of our life, the things when we are, when we feel some chastisement of the Lord, some correction of the Lord, the world itself with its, impermanency, everything always changes and so on. When you have Krishna in there and you offer everything you do for Krishna's pleasure, at that time it becomes sweet. An example has been given of how ordinary activities can also become sweet by coming in contact with Krishna. Rupa Goswami gave the example of ordinary well water. What is well water? Brunnar. From, that is ordinary water. But if you pour it over a Shalagram Shila, or Govardhan Shila, when you do your bathing of the Lord, it becomes Charanamrita. It means an Amrita, means a deathless water, which comes from the lotus feet of the Lord. No? It is all of a sudden special, and those who take it, they do not have to see Yamaraj, and so it's ordinary water, but it is in contact with the Lord. So you need to find out how to put your activities in the service of the Lord. And my suggestion for you is, if you do not know, then please contact our devotees here in the Ljubljana temple or wherever you are and discuss your life, how you can put more Krishna in your center and offer whatever you do for Krishna. The devotees can guide you and give you certain hints maybe and ideas which you have not thought of before. But the idea is, and I really want to now speak to the devotees in our movement, do that offering of Krishna should be a conscious act before you do anything. Not that you just do. But when you start your day, when you start an activity, say, this is what I'm giving to you, my Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna. Please accept me as your sincere and serious servant. And your whole life will change. Just like it's dark now, if I put the switch on, whoop, everything is light. You can see everything. It's that one switch which I think is the important switch which makes Krishna consciousness very, very alive. Alive. It is called two types of practicing of Krishna consciousness. One is without nectar and one is with nectar. And when you yes, it's analyzed like this in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam. Jiva Goswami writes, and Prabhupada also has this, that life yoga and dead yoga, there are things like this. So it's that one switch where you consciously do things for Krishna. Dobro. This is, we have now sing about this. How did you appreciate the Madhuram song? Very nice, no? I also like very much. Just thank you very much, Jai Krishna, for giving this sweet presentation of this very song. We sang it first time with our Jai Krishna Bhajan band. We sang it in Jamashtami in Goloka Dham. All the devotees were very satisfied. We felt also very uplifted, and I wanted to request Jai Krishna now to share it with you. It's a very nice, very first class Krishna conscious song. Good. So I will now turn to our Ananta. Ananta, what do we do now? Oh, we have our Mataji who tells us. Yes, Mataji, please inform us. We don't know anything. And a slide you have mentioned.
Okay, torej nadaljevali bomo s programa, ne bomo imeli kirtana, ampak bomo kar ostali na teh mestih, kjer ste, tako da bomo še na kratko nekaj zapeli, kakšnih 10-15 minut. Potem bo prasadam in na koncu ob 7 nas bo Maharaj popeljal v Varšano preko videoprojekcije. So, we will not have a traditional Gaura Arati Kirtan, but we will just remain at our places and we will have a bhajan for 10-15 minutes. And then after that, prasadam, which will be here in the temple room. And okay, not here, but outside in the tent. And at 7:00, Maharaj will lead us to Varshana through slideshow projection. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Maybe later we do.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare I suggest that we all turn around to the altar and sing for Krishna. We offer our voice now, our singing for Krishna. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare Krishna Hare Yeah.
Everybody please raise your arms up and sing very loudly together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Before our, and please sit down just for one moment before our announcer makes an announcement. I would just like to say something. I had a very, I had an observation while I was here. Maybe you also felt like this. The observation was that the temple room is getting very small. And especially on Radhastami, I noted there were several people who just could not fit any longer in the temple room. They liked the atmosphere in the other house also, because we were also loud, because we heard. But then I had a little brief talk with Ananta Prabhu, who showed me the plans for the new temple, which are in the old school house, I mean the house in front of all of us. And I would encourage all of you to please look at these plans. And I know that we have amongst us maybe 10 millionaires here. If you feel you could contribute a little to it, it would be really nice. There's a very nice plan to make really a Vedic temple room, and which is large enough to host all of the devotees who want to come into the temple room, and also has ample space for cultural programs, and it's really very nicely designed. And please inform yourself by going into this room, this house just before us. And there you will find in the ground floor some architectural drawings which are really inspiring. I have no doubt that we will see this temple, because it is a very nice community, very encouraging to be here. And many people have a very positive impression of us. I noticed when we did Harinam yesterday, usually the Slovenian people are very reserved. This is my observation. But yesterday they were dancing. Hopefully they were not all German tourists who danced. But there was a good smile and good appreciation. And Mrigenda Prabhu tells me in the restaurant, so many people come, totally new people who take Krishna Prasad and feel, wow, this is really good. And a very nice country for spreading Krishna consciousness. So, yeah, eventually we will need this bigger temple room. It's a nice thing to meditate about and to see how each of you can practice your Krishna Sambandha, your connection with Krishna, and in some ways help. I just wanted to say this because I made this observation, two observations. It's getting a little narrow and one always sweats like anything in the temple because so many people bring their enthusiasm with them. It's getting intense. And the second is there is good scope. I mean, people are very... On Harinam I saw really waving, being receptive, being happy to see us on the streets and chanting and dancing. Very good reception we have here. Good.